welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. I am your host. I am Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Oh, what's that? Okay, what? I hear some shit. Hold on. It's always me. Hold on. I'm over here fucking up. Hold on. Let me turn the volume down on this. There we go. All right. We're here. Glad to have y'all here. I was fucking up, but I'm here.
Every time you come back from vacation, it be some bullshit.
I know. Always. Check this out. Y'all need to come join the black-owned businesses that continue the 5th annual Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc., New York Metro Cyber Monday Crawl. That's going to be Monday, November 26th. Wait. How they going to say two? This passed already. No. Okay. They gave me this advertisement to read. Okay. It's November 26th through Wednesday, November 28th. So it's going on right now. Okay, y'all better word these ads right.
What is it again?
It's something going on with the 5th Annual Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. It's a black business expo that they're doing.
We're talking about Data. Delta Sigma Theta?
Yes.
That's so hard to say, though.
Yeah.
Delta Sigma Theta.
At the New York Metro Cyber Monday Crawl. That's Monday. It started Monday. It's going on to Wednesday. It says you visit the East King County Alumni Chapter Instagram page at EKCDST on Instagram if you want to participate, and enter the promo code DELTA to receive 15 to 20% off on the purchase or a free consultation with other black professionals in the New York area. So for more information, just go to that Instagram page at EKCDST. Ladies and gentlemen, now over here, we have our lovely co-host. We have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good.
You look very military right now.
I'm feeling very military.
That's what's
whoop somebody ass today. No, second.
Man, and over here we have Miss Bree.
Hey,
over
guys.
Here
with the what's going on?
The wet and wavy look, like she just got through swimming.
I did. I just came from the gym.
Yes,
I took
indeed.
A shower, so
man, that is what's happening. So what do you, y'all's birthdays are coming up.
Yay.
Yes.
Do y'all know that, guys? Listeners, these young ladies' birthdays are coming up. What
are
y'all,
all of you guys getting, are the 300 getting together and buying us something amazing?
Yes, yeah. 300.
Hello, Tariq's 300.
Yes. So what do y'all got planned for your birthday?
Well, I have a little party.
Layla all over the place.
I know.
That I'm inviting you guys to. It's on my birthday, and it's going to be at a place that I can't say.
Right.
But I want you guys to come.
We will be there.
The secret location.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be on my birthday, and it's going to be next
She's
Tuesday.
So dramatic.
It's going to be fun.
Secret location.
Secret location. But it's going to be fun, and y'all two better come, because I told you guys a week in advance.
Yep.
Okay, Tariq.
Yep.
I know.
You never come to nothing. Come, and I'll
what
be
day is your birthday on?
December 4th. Jay-Z's birthday, by the way.
Hello. What day? What?
Oh, it's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'll be here. I was about to say, I ain't going to be able to make it. No, I'll be here to collect gifts next week on the day we're on the air.
Oh, yeah. And Bree, your birthday is what day?
The
18th. Okay, so you got a little old.
What day did your birthday fall on?
Wednesday.
Oh, just missed it. I'm just joking.
Oh, damn.
I know, right?
We'll give you shit. We'll get you something. What you want?
Couch? Shit. I don't know.
Oh, you want a couch? Tariq, I want a couch too. Ain't that a coincidence?
Are you telling me? Tell the listeners.
I want a couch, y'all.
Get an Amazon wish list going on for the ass.
Yeah, I need to do an Amazon wish list.
Should.
Man,
you know what I like about my birthday, though, what I always do, and it's tradition. So whenever I go out, I do that old school tradition where you pin the dollars.
Oh, Lord, that's
so weird.
That's kind of ratchet. I see that.
That's kind of ratchet.
Is that ratchet?
Yes, yeah. It's very ratchet.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to do a new version. I'm going to do a Cash App. Everybody Cash App me a dollar on December 1st.
That's the new ratchet is the Cash App.
So I don't care about being ratchet, guys. Yeah. So I'm just going to beg my ass off for my birthday. Thank you, family, in advance.
Yes, okay. Yes. So y'all get your gifts and get your donations ready for the young lady's birthday.
I will give my Cash App out. I don't give a damn.
Yes, hit them Cash Apps up, guys. All that thirst. Let's transition that thirst into some dollars, niggas.
She like, yes. I got my Cash
Let's
App
see
ready.
Who's the thirstiest. I don't mind
Let's see
thirsty.
Who this, who's
I don't care
thirsty.
About the thirsty. I love y'all.
Are you going to give the thirstiest person something
I'm
special?
I'm giving the
like,
thirstiest
damn.
Person. We should do something like that
no,
for
we,
our
No, we. No, quit saying we.
Oh, that was bringing Bree in it.
You yeah, quit saying
Bree
I don't. I don't
Let's see what you're going to
okay,
do for the thirstiest person.
The thirstiest person, and this doesn't make you a bad person, okay? So thirstiest people think it's a bad thing. It's not. So the thirstiest person gets, what about a date? I don't care. I'll go on a date.
Okay, oh, damn. Y'all want to get a date with Layla? Shit, okay.
Y'all drop them dollars if
yeah,
you want to.
Yeah, let's get it popping.
put your ass on the what is that?
I'll do
an auction.
A whole date on your ass. What? I mean,
you should have an eBay auction.
Yes.
Well, I'm not. Come on now.
That's what you're saying.
No. Did you guys see that girl? And this is. I'm just saying. She was a virgin and she
auctioned off her virginity.
Yeah, on eBay
for like $1 million.
Kind of crazy.
God damn.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
I heard about that. There's different versions of that. There's a few women who've done that. Yeah.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying a date is so harmless and just, you know, get to know people. You know, it could be a coffee date. It could be a daytime date. You know.
And how much would it cost?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what is the dollar amount?
To the highest bidder.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
To the highest bidder.
Put your ass on the bid.
Tariq, I need you to order
this. Don't put me in this shit.
Don't drag me in it.
No, I'm going to drag you in it.
No.
I'm going to drag you in it.
Ain't nobody got time for Layla Rinna Spoon's.
I know.
That's a good idea, guys. I like that Rinna Spoon's idea.
Man.
That one was a Rinna Spoon's one early, too. That was an early Rinna Spoon's.
Yes.
Two more for you throughout the show.
Oh, Lord. Man, so Bree, what's happening out here in the streets?
Man, there's so much stuff going on in the news.
It is hot as hell in here.
How did y'all take that damn shirt off? I had to take my jacket. Well, I am kind of hot. Okay. Dwight Howard.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, I'm always the one to bring to the table about these men messing with the transgender.
Yeah.
Right? Whose fault is it? Clearly, though.
Man, you know what? The thing is that that tranny has a reputation for making false claims about getting with celebrities.
That is true.
You know that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. The dude has lied on other people before. I think Playboy Cardi, he lied on him.
The same person.
So is it real? Now, to be fair, it does seem real now.
It does to me.
It does seem real. The dude sound like he had some real receipts.
They locked eyes at the Wildin' Out show.
Man.
You know,
and then, like,
it's now
stuff is popping up of Dwight, like, being way too touchy-feely with his teammates.
Never heard of him.
Oh, baby, believe. He didn't put his hands in people's laps, like, directly.
Yeah.
And, like, slapping dudes on the ass, like, just outrageous out here slapping dudes on the ass. So,
really?
Yeah.
So, I don't believe it, allegedly. But here's the thing. Are these men considered gay men? Like, how do you go forth in life? Are you now a gay man? Are you bisexual? Is that a problem for women now?
Because you got a lot of people in the LGBT community, they don't like straight people getting those labels. I've heard the argument, just because a straight dude gets with a tranny, that doesn't make him gay.
That's the part.
Really?
Here's the thing.
I don't agree with that. Oh. Go ahead, Brie.
I was just about to say, it's like, yeah, it is. It is nothing but a title, but it's just like, is that being communicated when you're
because they have a narrative that they're trying to push, saying that the transsexuals are really women too. They should be looked at as women. They're really, 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 really pushing that. And I just don't agree with that, because if you're a woman and you know a dude got with a tranny, would you look at that dude?
That's what I'm saying.
Like somebody that you would want to get with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I am totally judging this man.
Yeah.
1,000%. Probably like everybody else. But I'm like, is it right for us to be judging him so hard?
If it's a dude that you're dating and
yes.
that dude has been with a tranny.
Then yes.
I can't go.
Like, I can't even look at him the same. Not even like I looked at him in no type of way before that. But
right.
It's just, damn. And the fact that the tranny, like, he looks like
a dude with a fucking wig.
He looks like Dwight Howard.
Exactly. He looks like Dwight. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he
looks like,
so he fucked his twin.
He couldn't even say, oh, I made a mistake. I thought it was a girl. Yeah, like Bobby Valentino.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, Bobby, he tried to lie. And that motherfucker's voice, come here, Bobby V. Give me some money, Bobby V.
I hate when I bring him up, because you always do that voice.
That shit is so funny.
How did he look, though? I never see how he really looked.
The Bobby V?
Yeah, the Bobby V one.
He looked like a dude.
He looked like a damn dude.
Oh, he looked like a dude, too. Okay.
He had that nice, you know how dudes be like real slim, but like real
What's
tight
a tranny
ass?
That really that, oh, Star. Star, you can't tell. What's that?
Who's Star?
Her name is Star. Star. She's on like on Instagram. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because she's from Chicago.
She looks like a girl.
Oh, damn.
Like, she definitely she would like fool a girl. You, Tariq. I'm telling. Sure. Yes. Let me see if I can pull her up. Like, she would straight up fool you. Like, I was like, wow, that's not a girl. And she sounds like a girl in everything. I wonder. I wish I knew her. What is it, guys? Do you guys know her name?
Is it Sydney Star?
Sydney Star.
Sydney
Star. Oh, yeah. Sydney Star. Yeah.
Sydney Star. Yeah. Sydney Star. Don't she look like
a girl? She looks just like a chick.
It's so many trainees that look just like women, though.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, is calling them trainees bad?
I don't know. They changed the
because, like, name. I feel like I'm being offensive, and I'm not trying to be by saying tranny. So
you cannot tell me this do not look like a girl.
Yeah, Sydney Star definitely looked like a chick. She shaped up like a chick and everything.
Yeah.
Yikes. I would be, oh, my God. Crazy.
So that's crazy. Now, what? Let's flip it. What if y'all met a dude that was really a woman? That used to be a woman, but it's a power stud, and this motherfucker done got a, you know, some surgery or whatever, and it looks like a dude. It's living like a dude now. Would that be something that you'd be like, okay, I could overlook that?
I have met somebody like that.
Okay. Who was just like, you couldn't tell if it was a dude or a woman, or if you saw it, you thought it was a dude.
So he lives his life as a dude.
Okay.
But looking at him, you could just, he's just way too gentle and soft. Like, because I was thinking he was a gay dude.
Oh, wow.
But he was really, he's really a transgender dude from a woman to a dude. So that was the vibe I got, that he was gay.
Damn.
Because he was very gentle and like very like, not womanly, but I don't know, like soft.
Because usually those power studs be like,
why you? What is a power stud?
Like them real, real hardcore studs who you think is a dude.
I call a power stud. Why you gotta be a power stud? Like they dressed up in outfits of power stuff.
Motherfuckers who wear their dildo just out the house. Just,
oh, yeah, you know, just, I don't know about.
Yeah, your motherfuckers, you know.
I know a lot of those type of girls in Chicago.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they got some hard ones in Chicago.
Yeah.
Did they tell you ahead of time?
No, you could look at them.
Or you just called the
chicks.
Person out. You was like, yo, are you?
No, you could tell that they chicks. They just act like dudes and wear their dildos outside.
Wow.
And I'm not laughing at
y'all. Fighting with their dildo. Come here, nigga.
I'm not laughing, but it is.
Beat motherfuckers with that dildo.
It is crazy. Like, is that like some power shit right there? Like, to have your dildo strapped on, you feel like you can now step to a dude and be like.
Yeah, they try to live it all the way out. They try to live it all the way out.
So, but when you have a dildo, it's like erect all day, right? So he's walking around and erect, like. Like, you just put it.
Right. Are there dildos that's soft for this reason to walk around with?
So they walking around with hard dildos. Don't they get the soft ones? I don't know. I don't know.
No,
dildos
are hard. Like, they don't go from soft
to hard.
They're hard.
Okay.
Tariq's so, like, I don't know.
I know. He going to research, though, like, if they've been buying some soft dildos for their pants.
Lord.
I guarantee they have both kinds.
So do y'all have dildos?
No.
Okay, boy, that was a slow fucking no.
Because I got rid of them.
Oh, no, because I used to and I don't.
Yeah, okay.
But I had it for a joke. Like, somebody gave it to me.
No, I ain't
had
mine for a joke. That shit was.
Bree said hers wasn't funny at all. What she about to do with it?
Getting it cracking.
I need the real things around.
Man.
I mean, sometimes you look, hey.
I mean, a vibrator is fine. I'm not knocking that. But.
Oh, I keep the vibrator. No doubt. Before the batteries go out on the first one, I'm going to get the next one.
Damn, Bree.
But, you know, some of them power studs be pulling.
I'm done.
Like Young M.A. Young M.A. be pulling.
Young M.A., look, I might go.
What?
I'm going.
You're lying, Bree.
G, Young M.A. got way too much swag, G. I'm sorry.
Young M.A. be pulling.
I see Young M.A.
She act more like a dude than dudes do. Like,
Young M.A. be pulling them.
Hella
you hear that? Okay, Young M.A., you hear that, Bree?
Young M.A. and check up.
Let's do a love connection.
They like them thoughts. They like the
Instagram thoughts.
Yeah, that's what they like.
Mm.
I don't want to be one of those.
Man.
If you guys smell anything, it's just my underarms because I forgot to put deodorant.
Oh,
damn.
Because that's why I kept my sweatshirt on.
I cannot stand
Lord.
I'm just honest with my shit. I don't want you.
Ain't nobody smell you.
No, because you might be like, Layla's stinking, Tariq.
Why would we say that? Why would anybody say that?
I would not say that.
I'm going to say it first. I'm a little musty.
We not them type of people, Layla.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly. We wouldn't put your business out there like that.
I'm going to tell you when we get off the air, Greg. You're smelling a little tart over there.
Lord. So, Layla, what's going on out there? And keep your arms closed while you tell it.
I'm not fucking with neither one of y'all.
No, okay. So, over the weekend, and I actually really love Jewel Santana and Kim Bella.
Yeah.
He proposed to her. at a concert that he was doing, and people, they got a, you know, they got some slack for a couple things. The first thing is the fact that he put the wedding band on the wrong finger.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he put it on her right hand instead of her left hand. That's one. And then two is because she's been with him for 10 years, and dudes on the internet was like, dudes know if you love a girl way before 10 years, like, why did it take him so long, and this and this and that. And I'm like, well, damn, at least he did it. So how do you feel about that? Like, you know, what took him so long?
Because he's about to go to jail.
That's honestly feel like it's because he's going to jail.
Wait a minute. He about to go to jail?
Yes. For two, he about to do 2 years? Is it 2 years?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 24 months, something like that. 18 months, 24
for
months.
For what?
He had a gun. Charge. Gun charge.
And he tried to get a gun through the airport.
Yeah.
I just... I want to know what black man ever got a gun through the airport. Tell me.
Exactly. And he, you know.
But he said he was high.
High.
I was going to say he's on drugs.
He said he was high on some Percocet, but I think it was more than damn Percocet because his teeth, you know, there was a music video he did not too long ago. All his teeth was out. He was
what?
Looking, yeah, he was looking real crazy.
Why would he do a video with his teeth out? I wonder.
I don't know. He was doing a music video.
That's sad.
Yeah,
I like
so,
him.
Yeah, so, you know, he seemed
what's
like.
What's sad, Layla?
It said his teeth was out.
He got new teeth, though. He could afford nice, good ones.
Well, at the time, I was sad.
But, yeah, the whole marriage thing, he wanted to do that.
Because
clearly,
he's going to jail.
He's going to jail. That's and plus, right now, I think he's on probation or something. He's out on bail, and his mother is a third-party guardian because he's not legally married. So, for jail reasons, you can't do a lot of stuff if you're not
visits.
Married.
True, right.
So, for visits, to be let out with a third-party custodian.
I wonder how she feels about that.
Right.
She's probably happy as shit. Yeah. Well,
she was
probably
acting.
Publicly happy.
But that's crazy. Have y'all been in a relationship for a long ass time and the dude never proposed? Let's get on Bree first. Bree, how long were you in the relationship?
7 years.
And the dude never proposed?
So
what had happened?
Right.
Niggas playing.
So I was into, I know, right? Here we go. My first 7 year relationship, he proposed maybe 3 or 4 years in, but I was fucking like 20. I didn't take him serious.
Mm.
He proposed again, maybe like a year and a half later. Still didn't take him serious because he was cheating like a big dog.
Damn.
And then once we were away, once we broke up and like years passed, he was like, I went through this thing and we were talking and he was like, yeah, I proposed to you twice. And I was like, what? I didn't take that serious. I was dead fucking serious.
Mm.
So I missed out on that one. But then the relationship behind that one was another 7 year relationship. He did not propose one time.
God damn.
Not one time.
Not once.
No.
Did you ever bring it up? Like
I did. I brought it up at, especially like after 7 years, a certain stage, you're legally married.
Right.
If you're with somebody for that
common
long.
Law.
Yeah,
common
you're
law.
Common law married. Right. So I'm like, and then it just got to the point like we both, we couldn't be married. It was just way too many differences that no one was willing to compromise.
So if a guy
or I was doing all the
ask us soon, should we be looking at them with a side eye? Because if a guy knows within the first year, which is, I believe, what you said, something close to that, right?
Why?
Should we be looking at
him? Do everybody know in the first year? Like,
not you don't know. You
I'm
don't
like,
know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
you
how
really
many
know.
Years do we need to be giving a guy a side eye, Tariq?
I would say, you know, when it starts getting around 3 years.
It's
when
side
it's,
eye.
Now it's like, okay, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? Because 3 years, you need to, by that time, you know what a motherfucker's about. You know what you want to do. They know what they want to do. At 3 years in, now it's time to start building some shit.
So they definitely
that's when
should
kids
know
start
by then.
Popping up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever the kids and shit start popping up, you know, that's when it's time to get serious.
So definitely 3 years.
Yeah, definitely.
If you don't know by that, to me, he is not trying to marry you, just a pacifier.
Right.
Basically.
If you ain't, if ain't nobody trying to propose or doing anything by 3 years, y'all just kind of fucking around and just bullshit. Now, how long were you in a situation, Layla?
I got proposed to twice in my life.
Okay.
Once when I was 19. The guy was a little older than me, but he lied about his age. Then I found out some weird, crazy stuff about him, so we ended up not getting...
Now, first, how old was he?
I was 19, and he was 30, or 29, 29.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's like 10 years older than me.
He lied and said how old he was.
He said he was, I think he said, he looked super young. I think he said he was like 23 or something.
And what weird did you find out about him?
He was living a double life.
It ain't the one with Barney, was it?
No.
I was about to say he about to bring up Barney.
No, he was living a whole double. He had a whole nother life. And I was so devastated because I was so young and I didn't know. So basically, I don't even want to tell us, but it's crazy. It's basically, we live together and everything.
Oh, damn.
So I don't even get how this happened, but it was like a Wendy Williams situation. He had a house around the corner with a whole family.
God damn.
And then I was his girlfriend, but I did not know. I cried my eyes. I thought this was my man. And found out this fool had a whole nother fucking life.
Around the corner?
Around the corner. And then asked me to marry him. And all the shit came out. And I left him. Yeah, I was really sad. I was really, because I was so young and in love. And this fool lied to me. And I was sad. It was a real sad moment.
So did he have like a woman and kids or what?
Yes, a few kids.
God damn.
Yeah.
Around the corner. So nobody ever knocked on your door like, hey, Lana.
Actually, yes.
My dad ain't there.
That's why I was so pissed because I could have died. Yeah. It was some. This is how I found out. He went out of. No, this time he really did go out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came knocking on my door asking for him. And it was three girls. This is about to kill my ass probably. Oh, yeah. And they asked for him.
So dramatic.
No, seriously. Kill me. They were like, oh, is he home? And I'm not going to say his name. But they're like, oh, such and such home. And I'm like, no, he's not there. And they're like, okay, well, do you know that this is his wife? And I said, what? Wow. Like, I almost literally passed out. Like, you guys don't understand. I think I almost had a heart attack or something. I was like, damn. What? And then I confronted him. And he, of course, denied it. And he had to come clean at some point because his mother... I was friends with his mama.
How so that nigga did not that though?
Well, that at some point his mom just sat down and talked to me because his mom knew what he was doing. But of course that's her son, so she's going for it.
Yeah, mamas be on their son's
side. Yeah. She knew about
it. I'm gonna be on my son's side too, just so you know.
I would never forget the mom told my mom, like, look, if it's any constellation, my son really loved your daughter.
Mm.
My mom, because I had my mom, I'm engaged, mama. Like, I had my whole family thinking I'm engaged.
Yeah,
like,
that is kind of crazy.
I was so devastated. I was like, I can't believe somebody pulled. Like, I was so young, too, and in love. And he was always, we lived together. How would I think? So I'm like, when the hell was he with her?
Damn.
But I'm thinking what it was, like, he went out of town a lot for work. So he was like, I'm out of town.
Out of town was around the corner. At Chuck E. Cheese with the fucking kids.
You know Layla crazy. Somebody live around a corner from you.
I know. You don't know nothing.
Damn.
Because guess what? This fool always had me in the house a lot, too. Like, he was like, you know, go to school, come back. Because I was in school at the time. I was, you know, with my first year in college. And he was like, go to school, come back, this and that. Like, I would go to work and he'd be like, okay, go to work and come right back. And then at some point, he was like, you just need to quit your job. And he made me quit my job, so I was literally just going to school and coming home.
Damn.
Like, I wasn't doing anything. He was he didn't want me to work. He didn't want me to do nothing. Like, seriously. So I was like, okay, this is, I don't know. Yeah, I was young and in love, so sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
That's why I know so much about men, because I know now. You can't,
Man, you lucky them kids didn't come over there and whoop your ass.
Hit my daddy. I didn't know. I was devastated, though. That was a sad story. Why you ask that question? He's like, Layla.
Lord. So, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I'm looking for this story, right? I don't have the details because I feel like, I don't know if the internet has been wiped clean of it. But did you guys hear about Future's new baby mother?
How many goddamn baby mamas does Future have?
He got another one.
Really?
I done lost count of them.
She like a couple months pregnant or whatever. So apparently so she's an Instagram model. She's a stripper. I don't know out of which city. I feel like Miami if I remember the story correctly. But so she opened a store, like a boutique or whatever on Instagram. And her and Future met doing something.
Yeah.
And they were friends for a long time. So she'd been knowing him for 2 years. So they have been messing around on and off for 2 years. But they both knew what it was. Like, she knew he was dealing with however many chicks. And he knew she was a little player. So it was never nothing serious. They would just connect when they did. So she got pregnant and decided to keep it. And Future started threatening her and her life. And, like, sending her all of these different texts and voicemails and sending people towards her, like, they at her head trying to like off her and some shit. So the girl is really scared. So she released this whole long drawn out ass thing on Instagram. Like, I fear for my life. I keep getting threatened about a baby. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm your sixth baby mama. Why didn't you do this to your fifth one? That was her argument. Like, hilarious. You ain't do this to your fifth one. Why you treating your sixth one like this?
Good Lord.
Like,
that's a bad argument.
I know. You ain't treating Sierra like you're doing me. What kind of argument is that? God
but
damn.
But, like, is securing the bag with the kids, is that still a thing?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, for some, that's a whack come up, but they still trying to do that.
Or is she like, man, I might not ever have this chance again. Let me just have this kid.
Yeah.
How old is she, how many months is she?
I think she's like 4 or 5 months. Mm. I can't find the story nowhere. I saved it like 1,000 times and now I can't find it nowhere. So I don't know if he had it wiped.
But yeah, that's kind of the thing now. These niggas knocking up Instagram models.
It's weird.
There was some other athlete. I can't think of his name. He knocked up 2 Instagram models at the same time.
Ew.
Yeah.
He's Look at Drake. NBA,
yeah.
Well, he knocked up a porn star. So.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, with a strong face. That's the thing.
Man. It's just weird, like, no protection. Y'all just out here just...
That's the thing that's tripping crazy. Me out, like...
Man.
A random hoe?
These Instagram thoughts. And shout out to them. I ain't knocking the thoughts. You gotta do what you gotta damn do.
Do what you gotta
I ain't hoe-hating at all. Get yours. I ain't knocking you. I'm not knocking, but damn, these niggas. It was a basketball player. What was the guy's name? What's his name? Andre Drummond, that's his name, from the Detroit Pistons.
He got two Instagram thoughts.
He got 2 Instagram thoughts knocked up at the
and
same time.
And they both
time.
Had it? They both had the baby?
I think they're pregnant
Guarantee.
Now.
Hey, these girls are not going to get no abortions.
What? Hell no.
If you got $1 million man you think, seed ma'am, in you, you're not going to get no abortions.
They about to put down the flat tummy tea and get the child support checks.
Okay. They must have nothing going on in their life,
man.
Right?
No.
But some, you know what? Though some of these women have like a lot of shit going on.
Yeah,
a lot.
Well, hosting,
like what?
Hosting like and what? Hoeing.
Whatever it is, they making money from
hosting and hoeing.
Right.
You know, and ain't nobody knocking it. That's what they got going on. They don't have no kind of real brand except the flat tummy tea.
I'm so sick of that.
Exactly.
You know, the thing that's sad to me though is that everybody is bringing, not everybody, but these women are bringing these kids into the world, and these fathers don't want them there.
Right.
So, and then in turn and it's bad on both parts because the father does not want to be a father to this kid.
He's probably not really going to be there. It's going to be the money.
Exactly.
The money,
and then it's going to be blamed on him, and he's going to blame it on her. It's just. It's sad.
That is sad because they're not going to really have an active father. They'll get the bread, but then what? What about the kid?
Yeah, and then she going to talk shit about him being a horrible dad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you shouldn't have had it in the first place if he didn't want to have the baby.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you think that a girl should have a baby if the guy is not in agreement?
If you,
I don't think so. Just, you know, for the sake of kids, it's a bad situation going in.
Yeah.
It is.
So if you plan on taking full responsibility, and I mean full. Cause some women they feel like all I need is the seed. All I need.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Me and my child will be okay. Even though the kid may have, you know.
I guess if she had that attitude, like I don't need you, and I'm good.
Yeah, but then the child still needs a father
that's
around.
True. That's
so
true.
It's like, women have those attitudes, and I can do everything, and I can do anything. But you don't realize that other element, that Y chromosome, is it? You guys, the Y chromosome. Yeah. That other element is missing, and that child really needs that in their life.
Yeah.
But I said all that to say, have you guys? Did y'all see Marcus Black off of Love?
I was just about to say that.
He put a video on Instagram saying, "Don't nobody want no independent ass woman. Get your independent ass out of here."
He was
Tariq.
Like, "Yeah,
so, Lord, that's the black man."
Yeah. Yes, he said, "Men are here to protect and provide." He said, "Being independent is cool. However, a man still wants to be a man, and no man wants 100% independent woman." What's up?
Because the thing is, people can't really define what independent woman means. There's so many different goddamn definitions. It becomes a slogan and a catchphrase. What's independent woman? Because you got women living in the projects on Section 8 hollering about they're independent.
Oh, they
so
are?
What? Yeah, yeah. They love talking about how independent they are. They're independent. They ain't got no nigga.
I see what you're saying. Depending on the government.
Right, though. They're depending on, white daddy, but they ain't dependent on a man to come in the house as an actual provider. So nobody can really define what an independent woman is. What is that?
Well, what he was saying is like all of these women that like, because there's a lot of women that own businesses now and are successful, and it can be, I think, intimidating to a certain extent. And I think those are the women that he's talking about, like the women that are successful and feel like they don't need a man for everything. Oh, you just need to be here to be my dick. Or, you know what I'm saying?
I hope he's not talking, because there's no problem with that. We don't have a problem with a woman running her own business and bringing in an income. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but I kind of agree with him. Mm. I feel like I've experienced that.
I agree with him too. I feel like
the more independent I act, the less a man responds to me.
Mm.
And true.
Even like simple thing is like carrying the groceries. One time I was carrying the groceries and this guy offered, he was like, "Oh, I can carry it for you." I was like, "No, I got this." Like, I wouldn't even let the man carry the groceries because I'm so used to doing it by myself. And I don't be trusting people. Like, don't follow me to my car. Like, you know, I'm just real funny style like that. Like, I'm good. He was like, no, I'm just trying to help you, sister. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm used to this. Mm. I can put the groceries up myself. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just little stuff like that. Like, I do be kind of be acting like a man sometimes.
But, you know, dudes, if a woman is really getting her paper, she's getting her money up. A dude who's comfortable with himself, he ain't gonna be fucked up about that. Like, if I was Stedman, I'm like, Oprah ain't bothering me at all with them billions of dollars. You know, I'm like, go Oprah. But I think a lot of dudes mean there's a certain mentality that some women have where I don't need no nigga, and it's really about antagonism instead of independence. It's all about some other shit going on, because everybody, you need the opposite sex, or you need somebody, you know, just for the companionship.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, when they hide some of their insecurities and neuroses and baggage behind independence. And that's the thing. So, you know, that's why I like to get a clear definition on what people mean when they say independent.
Mm. Yeah, I took this guy out I was dating for his birthday, and I like paid for everything for the night. And like, his friends were there and my friends, and when we got at the end of the night, he cursed me the fuck out.
Damn.
What are you doing?
He cursed me out. Don't you ever disrespect me and pay for anything around me. And, ooh, and I was like,
what?
He was so hurt.
Oh,
he
damn.
He was like, don't ever do that to me. He's like, you embarrassed the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's your birthday. This isn't a gift. Like, this is an offering to you. Mm. No. Mm-mm. And from that point on, I'm like, you know, is it okay if I pay?
Yeah.
In my best little mouse voice, okay?
Man,
I heard
man.
Pauletta paid for Denzel's first date. Her and Denzel.
Oh, yeah.
Denzel's wife. They said that she paid for everything. She was like, she was on Broadway. She was making money. He was kind of a struggling actor. And
yeah, Denzel struggled for a long time. Yeah, his money wasn't up.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the stage plays that he was in when he got on Broadway, it was a drug dealer named Harry O who produced it. It was
I heard of him.
Yeah,
a drug dealer named Harry.
I heard of him.
It was a play called Checkmates in the late 80s, and it was they were getting some of that D-boy money to put the play on. And
that's
what's up. Yeah, yeah.
Make that money work.
Yeah, so, you know, we don't mind no independent women if they can kick in when a brother's lagging. But I get where your dude was coming from. All that cursing you out, he didn't have to do all that. I ain't saying that. You know,
he was so bad.
But, you know, in front of people that made it look like he didn't have it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I feel him. Yeah.
And I felt it after the fact. I understood, but I'm like, shit, it's your birthday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a gift.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Buying drinks for him and his friends was not the right thing to do.
So that nigga, when y'all around all the friends and everything was cool. He was smiling. Oh, thank y'all. Happy birthday.
He was smiling. He was giving me the little side eye. I saw it. I was like, damn, what am I doing wrong? I'm buying more drinks. Get another round. I'm thinking I'm not doing enough. And he's like, no.
Now, how old were you and how old was he?
This wasn't that long ago. I was probably like 27 or 28.
Mm. And how old was he?
No, I was probably like 29. He was probably like 28.
God damn. Mm.
27 or 28.
I see what he means though. I like alpha males anyway, so I get
and
it.
That's and he and it. He is.
Yeah,
and
I like alpha
you know, he did so much for me. It was just like, this is my thanks. You know, this is gratitude, or this is me kind of like taking the reins. But I guess I shouldn't have did that.
And how long were y'all dating?
When his birthday was in September, so like 9 months.
God damn, man, poor Bree.
Oh.
Poor Bree. Hold on, Bree was in there like.
What is that?
Church house, gym house, schoolhouse, outhouse.
What is
he
that?
Get on my nerves.
Bree was in there singing Nutbush. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. I'm going to pay for dinner, baby.
I came in there like, hold on.
What you doing in there, huh? What you supposed to sing? Now, you know better than that. You know you got to sing this motherfucker the way I told you. Oh, damn, man. How many motherfucking times I got to sing? You going to sing the song? You got to sing this motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, he played the hell out that part.
Song through my skin.
He did.
Get up. I want you to get up. I'm waiting in here. I'm going to put some stink on this motherfucker. You better sing.
Stink on this motherfucker.
Oh.
He said motherfucker 99 times in that clip.
Bree was like, okay, I
okay. I'm so sorry.
mad, man, man. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
What's going on? Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
No, heard it. No. My,
what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah. Okay. I love Layla's stalling tactics. Yeah. What's going on? Oh, ooh, it's cold in here. Oh, God. So, what's going on? Oh, man. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. I got a granola bar. What's going on? Bree stalled. I mean, Layla's stalling tactics.
She's stalling right now.
I know she's stalling her ass off.
Was he without the air?
Yeah. Okay. God. Oh, there's bugs in here. Oh, my God. But anyway, who texts me? Oh, so what's going on? Okay. What's the date today? I got a doctor's appointment. Okay. What's going on?
Go to hell, both of y'all. No, y'all know actress Regina Hall?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's a lot of people. So why are people saying that she's pretty, she's successful, she has a lot of money, and she doesn't have a man? So I don't know why that's a thing, but they've
Add
been talking.
Add us to the list. Put your hand up.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. I got to. Oh, wow. Hold on.
Don't put them arms up.
Well.
I'm with y'all.
Hold that note. No.
Look,
yeah.
I'll hold both of my hands up.
But Bree, don't you get.
Look.
And I think I got hair under my dude.
Oh, man.
No, I'm struggling today. I'm struggling.
Man.
No, but Bree, don't you get that a lot? I get that too. Mm-hmm. I mean.
You're so pretty. But you have so much going for yourself. No, this is what I'm saying. People say this.
Right.
And that's in my thought process. Like, what does being pretty have to do with being single?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Tariq, what
I don't understand.
Hell, ain't Halle Berry single right now?
Right, yeah. But she's crazy, though.
I know she's crazy as cat shit. But.
So people are thinking, what, something's wrong with, like, I'm just a picky person and I've been through a lot in relationships. So now I feel like I'm just being picky. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, right.
That's
right.
What my problem is. It's not me. Because I have hella people trying to holler, but it's just that I may go on a few dates here and there, but it's so sporadic. It's like months in between.
Yeah,
that's honestly what it is, though.
It's
I think a lot of women are that have, you know, their whatever they're looking for in a man, they're not settling anymore.
I'm not
right,
and that's
right.
Just it just is what it is. Like I refuse. I've settled several times
Me
and
too.
Have gotten nowhere but single. So I'm back single again because I settled and did some shit I wasn't supposed to do. So.
Yeah, something different.
Did y'all see the story where Kim Kardashian said that she was on ecstasy when she did that sex tape with Ray J?
Yeah, and Ray J said she's a liar.
Yep, Ray J said she's lying. So do y'all think Kim is trying to set up a Bill Cosby scenario?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, you see?
And Ray just got that $30 million deal.
Wait a minute. Is she trying to insinuate that he slipped it in her drink?
Well, she's trying to make it seem like, okay, it wasn't fully consensual because she was high. That's what she's trying to insinuate. And she's trying to set it up like, okay, this is another Me Too situation.
She better not.
If they let that ride, that is like obvious white privilege.
Yeah.
She better fucking not.
Armenian privilege or whatever you want to
white,
call it.
White, still white. Armenians in Europe, yep.
Leave Ray J alone.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a crock of
they
bullshit.
They better not. Come on now. That's Princess will whoop her ass. All the time. I can see Princess. She been whooping her ass.
Yeah, so she's trying to
she
set up. Yeah, she's trying to set it up already, which is a crock of bullshit.
Because that was so long ago. Why are you bringing this up?
Exactly.
Yeah, because Kanye is running around here. He's all insecure and. And she's trying to clean that image up of her doing a sex tape for her come up. She's trying to clean that image
you
up.
Still so trying to clean that up?
She's trying to clean it up because.
I'm like, what for?
Like, who cares?
Their entire family, they are billionaires as family.
Who gives
as a family. Like, who gives a damn?
But, you know, she's trying to rebrand herself on Mother Teresa shit.
Yeah,
now,
because.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
she's going around with jail reform
I know
and
why.
All that.
She's dipping in politics.
Right,
Kanye
right.
is going to run for president, and she's trying to clean up her act, and she's going to be the first lady. That's what I'm thinking.
That's a possibility. But
because
yes.
Why else would you care?
Because she's trying to make herself on that Angelina Jolie level now. You know, when Angelina Jolie got older, she started going around hugging African babies.
Yeah,
being that philanthropist, all that type of thing. So, looks like she's trying to go there with it. And she's trying to do some nigga-splaining or some white-splaining
right.
about her past. So, you know, I want Ray J to be safe out there because, you know, they'll use that. You know,
but you still did it.
Young black man is getting money, honey.
Ecstasy or not, you still did it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's your choice.
But hell, look at Cosby.
Yeah.
The same thing with Cosby, you know.
Did you see that meme with Bill Cosby and Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I saw that. It's hilarious.
What do y'all think about Tekashi's situation?
The Tekashi situation, I talked about this before. With Tekashi, they had to get him off the streets. because they know he was about to get killed. Somebody's gonna kill that dude. And
so they're saving him, basically?
They're basically saving him, and they're like, he's more valuable in jail. At least we, as the prosecutors and all that, we can make a case and we can get our careers popping off this fool. If we let him run around here talking reckless, they're going to kill him. And they've been phone tapping people, and they know that this man is a walking target. Also, with Tekashi, he's hiring real police officers to do security for him. That becomes a liability because they know that this dude is reckless. They know he's out here antagonizing people, instigating shit. So if something happens, an innocent bystander gets shot or killed, some of these police agencies will be liable. Somebody can take them to court on a civil suit and say, hey, look, you were a part of that motherfucker's organization, knowing that he was reckless, knowing that he was causing this type of stuff. So he was making this shit hot for everybody. Out here in L.A., he did that video shoot in Beverly Hills. That shit got shot up.
Yep.
And Nicki Minaj, they shot in her dressing room. She wasn't there, but the bullet went in her dressing room. So he's making the block hot for everybody. So
I didn't even realize he's only been out like a year and a half. Yeah. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was out way longer than that. This fool only been relevant a year and a half.
That rainbow hair, think about that.
Yeah.
I thought he was gay. What was the point of the rainbow hair?
Just a clown. Yeah. Just some clown shit.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that was the... Did y'all see him on the Breakfast Club interview?
Yeah. I heard about it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was acting a fool,
explaining and copping, please. But yeah, when he came out here, you know, every time he comes out here, you know, cats are trying to get at him. He tried to go to something called Complex Con down in Long Beach. The Bloods ran him up out of there. They went down this Slim 400, this one of the Inglewood Bloods, went down there and got in his ass, and he had to bounce. So he's a walking target. So, you know, they had to get him on off the streets because, he's a dead man walking, unfortunately.
That's crazy. I wonder is he going to get any bail? That's interesting.
Yeah, they said they denied him bail, but, you know.
He going to run and get bail.
Man, so, you know, it is what it is. Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, I don't know if you guys heard, a 13-year-old girl named Sandra Parks, she wrote an essay 2 years ago, award-winning essay, about gun violence, and she was shot and killed in her home.
Yeah, I heard about
after writing this essay.
Oh my gosh.
I heard about that. What city was that in?
Milwaukee.
Wow.
And part of her essay, she wrote, "Little children are victims of senseless gun violence. I sit back and I have to escape from what I see and hear every day. When I do, I come to the same conclusion. We are in a state of chaos." This is written by, at the time, she was 11 years old. And you could just, that clip alone just tells you why it was an award-winning essay. Like, you know.
Wow.
And she was in her room and was shot by her cousin's ex-boyfriend.
God damn.
So the ex-boyfriend was looking for her cousin to shoot her.
Damn.
And he ran up on the cousin. He found her. He was dressed in all black with an AK in his hand. And when he found her, she had her kids. And that was the one and only reason he didn't shoot her at the time he found her. So his plan was to then do a drive-by. And he shot the little girl and killed her.
Oh, my God damn.
Ain't that some shit?
I hope they light that nigga up in jail.
Yeah, they caught him. Yeah. Isaac Barnes. He was 26. He was charged Wednesday.
Wow. Sad. Well, I hope they put the boots to his ass in jail.
Yeah, for sure. You dig?
Let's try the phone lines. Yeah. I got the phone lines up. 818-850-5404. Let's see if we can get this thing working right. Let's see what's popping with it. 818-850-5404. Go ahead, Bri.
Did y'all know Lil Jon opened up schools in Ghana? Did y'all know?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He opened his second school in Ghana.
Oh, I heard of the first one.
There we go. There you go. What's up? Who's calling?
It's your boy, Clean Coochie Beats. What's good, Tariq?
You got blocked.
Uh-oh. Several times.
Oh, y'all know him?
Yes.
Okay, nigga, are you harassing the ladies, dude?
Man, I ain't harassing them, man. I don't know what's. I just drop a few heart emojis. They lose their mind.
Oh, you're lying, girl.
Why they block you, dude?
Man, I guess because of my name or something, they acting like prude. I don't know what's going on.
What does he be saying to y'all? Because I can imagine.
Even remember.
I'm sure he said something reckless.
Yeah.
And then he got a new page. Then you got a new page and you start acting right. Because I see it's like Clean Coochie Beats Part 2 or something. And then I was
original,
2.0. And I was like, oh, that's him again. But then he start acting right. So
Clean
I was like,
Coochie Beat Jr.
All
right. Clean Coochie Beat.
Hey, Rick, man, what's up, man? Put me on the staff, bro.
To do what?
I don't know, man.
All right, nigga. I don't know either, nigga.
Maybe work on some comedy projects or something.
You talking to Tariq? You need to have your shit together.
Okay,
ready.
You gotta come with
my
the
man. You gotta have it together. What city you in, brother?
Right now, I'm in Indiana, bro.
Okay. All right. Stay your ass there, nigga. All right. Goodbye, motherfucker. Let
me know. Thank you.
What's up? Who's calling?
Yes.
What's up, Tariq?
Hey, what's up, man? Who's this?
Malik.
Malik?
Yeah.
What city you in, Malik?
Jersey. Piscataway, New Jersey.
Jersey. All right. What's on your mind, brother?
Tariq, I actually ordered Hidden Colors 1 about a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I didn't get it yet. Well, actually, a couple of days ago, Fatima emailed me back saying she's going to resend it. And I was wondering if I sent the payment to the wrong email.
Nigga, are you calling with a customer service
okay, on our
question
show.
Live on the fucking air? Like, we're doing a live show. We're on the air right now. And I have to stop and look up your email like an Indian fucking customer service rep. And listen, what is your name? What city are you from? We're going to do it. Did you order the DVDs?
Oh, Lord.
Did you order from PayPal? Or did you order them directly? Where did you get it? Okay. What is your address, sir? What is your address, sir? I'm looking for your address. I cannot seem to find it. I will give you a call later. Thank you very much. All right, brother. What do you want me to tell you, brother?
Just do the email.
Dude, Malik.
He want his.
Oh, you better hang up, Malik.
What do you want me to do?
Nigga, we on the air. What the fuck?
I love when you do.
What's up, Flex?
What's up, man? Who is
Vincent
that?
From New York City.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Vincent from New York City.
Vincent,
I'm tuned in right now. How y'all doing?
What's up, Vincent?
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I met you when you came up here for the More Us tour.
Oh, that's what's
kind of need some game right now.
No doubt. What's going on?
All right. I got a long distance relationship. I already know what you're going to say about those. But I already hit. It's just a little murky waters. That's all.
Okay. Now, how long distance is it? Where does she live?
She lives in Nebraska. She's from out here in Queens, like me.
Okay. Okay, what the hell is she doing in Nebraska?
Probably working.
Oh, it's like a family. Yeah, family. Like her family moved out there, so now she just do like home health aid and stuff like that and shit like that.
Okay, all right. So how long has she been out there?
She been out there for like a good. She said like a good 10 years, 15 years. About basically how after high school. So like she's what 27 now. So that's you could say like a good 10 years.
Okay, so what's the dilemma now?
The dilemma is, all right, at first I had to catch her. I kept probing through lies. I kept catching her through lies. She didn't understand why I didn't want to come out there for Thanksgiving, Halloween. I kept, like, you know, pumping the brakes on that because of the fact of the matter. I kept catching her lies. So the thing is, I have a feeling you're going to tell me she's still lying, right?
Okay, what's she lying about?
All right, it was her step-parent cousin. She claimed she met before her stepfather and the mother got together. So it was the cousin of her stepfather that they did their thing and shit like that. So she didn't want to, I guess, come out and tell me, like, because it seemed weird. Of course, it sounds weird. Like, she should have picked that to the grave. But just that I had to probe and do all of this extra Facebook algorithm shit just to find out all of this shit.
Okay, so basically, she was out there fucking somebody and then lying about it.
Yeah, basically, like, when she came out here in Queens, like, she had this, I know your thing about deception, like, she came out here in Queens, we wasn't together, but, I seen the signs of deception, like, I seen her phone, she looked at her phone, dropped it. The night before that, like, I apologize already, like, the night before that, some lady, one of my little shorties called me at 2 o'clock in the morning, but then the next, like, I didn't answer
one
it, because I know
what you're going to
say. Yeah, like, I know, like, so she good. I didn't answer the phone the night before. I called and I said, listen, I apologize for not answering the phone. You know, I should have answered the phone in front of you because we ain't got nothing going on. The next day, that same thing happened. She just looked at the phone and dropped it down. So I did some cold shit the next day. Like, I gave it to 9. I called at 9 o'clock, gave it to 12 o'clock to call me. She didn't call me by 12 o'clock. I changed my number.
Okay, because this is all over the goddamn place.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure is.
And this is, and Vincent, the problem is you a nigga who like drama. That's the problem.
Okay.
You like the drama.
Okay. He do.
That's the problem. You love this fucking all convoluted drama shit. It's a soap opera. It's all over the place, dude. You like it, so just go ahead and revel in it, because you could shut that shit down. This woman is already long distance, so you don't need to be going through that bullshit, but you just like the drama factor. You like being a part of the damn soap opera, brother, and that's what it is. So you got to get to a space where you don't want to really be a part of the bullshit. The problem is you like the bullshit. You dig? You like it. You gotta admit that. Just say, look, I like this bullshit. It gives me something to do. It gives me a little activity in my life. Get that out your system and then let me know what's popping with you. You feel me?
Cool, I got two ears and one mouth. I'm soaking it all up.
My man, listen. And she got one mouth and then there's a dick in it out there in Nebraska. And she got dick and corn in her mouth right now. All right, Benson, thank you for the call, brother. That's enough. We turn this phone off.
Okay. All right. Motherfucker said his little side.
His little. I got my little shorty was calling and
this,
she out
there. Yeah, I'm talking about. This is why.
No, see, ladies, y'all I watch. And Vince, shout out to Vincent. He's cool, but watch out for niggas who love drama.
Yeah.
Watch out for niggas like that who love fucking drama.
Why do you think
drama.
They like that? Do you think because, they like that?
Because he tried to down the girl when he first got on the phone, but you still got something going on too.
Right. Exactly.
So why you talking about she lying and doing all this shit when you doing the same thing?
Exactly.
Why do they like
you
that?
You met your match, motherfucker.
Niggas like, because when a lot of dudes don't really have anything going, you know, tangibly in their lives, they like this dramatic, over the top, long distance, just bullshit.
Does it
in
make
the
them
air.
Feel better about
yeah,
this
it? It makes them feel like they're a part of something. Okay. You know, you don't really have anything going on tangibly mm-hmm. right now. He sounds like he might be a young dude. Mm-hmm. So all this drama, it's like boredom. It's a way to kill the boredom. You don't have anything going on, so now you got all this drama to focus on. It's a soap opera. It makes it seem like there's some importance going on. It's just bullshit. Don't fuck around with that type of drama. Vincent has to grow out of that. My God. But anyway, y'all. I wasn't about to hear. Well, her cousin, uncle, it was her stepmama. She was with her step cousin. And then I had my shorty. No, I don't want to hear about
my
all
God,
these characters.
You just messed up.
I was so lost. I was like,
it's all over the place. And that's what they want. They want to draw people in to those dramatic ass soap operas. And I ain't about to get drawn into that shit at all. Anyway, let's get up out of here. What y'all doing this weekend? Layla, what do you got going on?
What am I doing this weekend? I'm probably gonna kick off doing something for my birthday. I don't know what yet. I like to make a whole 2-week thing out of it, guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be really like talking about it all the time. Y'all gonna get sick of me. And yeah, so I'm probably gonna go to dinner, and then next week I'm gonna have a little party. I might go out of town. I'm just gonna live it up for my birthday.
There you go. And Bree, what you got going on with the wet and wavy?
I'm gonna be
going
getting
on.
Ready for my birthday. So I'm working out.
We both.
Look, going getting taking cleanses.
Oh, shit.
Going to get facials.
Yeah.
Getting colonics. I'm
why do
getting
you
fine.
Feel like? Why do you feel like that when you about to have your birthday? Be like, oh, I gotta look real fine.
No, it ain't like it.
I do.
I've just been putting off a lot of. Stuff that I usually would do to take care of, like right. self-care things.
Mm-hmm. And plus, y'all birthday is right after Thanksgiving, so you got to get all that bullshit out your system that you've been eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had a good cleanse the other day.
I've been on overdrive.
What
you talking about?
No, I said I had a good cleanse the other day. Like, it wasn't like a normal cleanse. It was just something like, you know, your stomach hurt out of nowhere, and just, I don't know what happened.
Okay. You just take a good shit and you're trying to explain that you took a good shit? Okay, Layla, you took a real good shit. Thank you.
Layla had a real good shit.
Layla took a great shit. Give it up for Layla.
And now my stomach is flat as shit.
Lord, she has some flat tummy tea. That's what that was.
Yeah, Layla, why don't you sell flat tummy tea? Your stomach is flat as fuck.
Flat
tummy tea, hit her up.
I don't. Anyway, y'all, let's get out of here. Layla, what is your Instagram?
It's Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ. Cash at me.
Yes.
Ahead of time for my birthday.
Yes. And Bree, what is yours, dear?
I'm at Bree, BRI.ARIER, Bree.REA.
There you go. And y'all find me at Tariq Elite on the gram. Also go to ismradio.com to get the Ism Angels book. Go to minkslide.com to join me and the band live in Atlanta December 22nd. Yes, we're going to be rocking out, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tickets, minkslide.com. We are out of here. Remember, it's their birthdays coming up. Y'all get the young ladies something for their birthday.
Yes, get us something.
Don't slip.
Yes. All right.